The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology, a weekly exploration of changes being made by technological advances around the world. I'm Ira Melman. While most parents are stressed about kids and remote online learning, some experts say expect more of that in the future, and that may be a good thing. Deanna Mitchell has more.
As many children begin the school year online, parents struggle with how to get their kids to learn through a screen. But tech CEO Nicole Lazzaro is excited. She hopes the pandemic will be a catalyst for change in technology and education.
It's this turning point in history because for my entire career, I've tried to get, you know, more technology into the classroom, but there's been so much resistance.
Lazzaro is passionate about games. She is a veteran game designer and develops games in virtual and augmented realities. She's also been hired by game companies like Electronic Arts and movie and TV studios such as LucasArts, the Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon.
100% of the world's students are you know, online learners right now. The use of games in that online learning environment, the use of VR, the use of AR, there's this huge potential.
One of Lazzaro's games, To Follow the White Rabbit, takes players on a virtual trip around the world.
You can go to all of these different locations in the world. We have algebra, you know, that came from the Middle East. We've got, you know, paper that comes from China. And we can really see how the world evolved, world cultures evolved, and how interdependent we really all are.
Lazzaro said kids are much more likely to retain information they learn in VR, as it's an experience rather than a lecture. Of course, not all kids have computers or smartphones, let alone a VR headset. Christine Greenhow is an education professor at Michigan State University.
Get students high-speed internet, get them devices, get them connected, get them supported. And then once that happens, there's a long list of technologies like virtual reality that I think could be wonderful tools.
Lazzaro agrees that there is a lot that needs to be done before VR goes mainstream.
We need to deliver the hardware at a cheap price point. We need to educate the teachers so that they can understand how to use it. And then we need to give the experiences in VR.
It's a vision that parents worried about their children's online education may come to embrace. Deanna Mitchell for VOA News, Oakland, California.
This has been Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Please take out a few minutes of your time to join us again next week for another edition, and make certain you stay in touch with what's happening in this changing world by frequently checking in to voanews.com along with our multitude of social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.